Welcome to ID the Future. Coming up in a moment, you'll hear Casey Luskin's interview with intelligent design filmmaker Ladd Allen. But first, do you like animals? Sea animals? What about dolphins? If so, then you're in luck, because Illustra Media's new documentary, Living Waters, focuses on the amazing complexity of dolphins, as well as sea turtles, salmon, humpback whales, and lots more, all in their brand new intelligent design nature film, Living Waters. And on Friday, August 7th, Discovery Institute will host the Northwest film premiere of Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, at McCaw Hall in Seattle. Other screenings will be held around the country later this year. For more information, visit discovery.org to register. This third installment in the Illustra Media DVD series, The Design of Life, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, explores rivers and oceans to reveal spectacular displays of purpose and design in the animal kingdom. You can see it on the big screen in Seattle at McCaw Hall on August 7th. Following the screening, there will be Q&A with the film's director, Ladd Allen, and two of its scientific experts, philosopher of biology, Paul Nelson, and evolutionary biologist, Richard Sternberg. Again, that's Living Waters, Friday night, August 7th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at McCaw Hall in Seattle. Register today by going to discovery.org and clicking on the Living Waters banner. Now, here's Casey Luskin and Ladd Allen.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. On today's episode, we have a really exciting announcement. For those of you who like intelligent design documentaries and are familiar with the work of Illustra Media, they have a new documentary coming out titled Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. It's premiering on July 14th, and it's a fabulous new documentary that covers intelligent design of sea creatures in the oceans. We have on the show with us today one of the founders of Illustra Media, Ladd Allen, to talk about their new documentary. So, Ladd, thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Thanks for having me, Casey. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I had the opportunity to watch a screener DVD of your new film, Living Waters, very recently, and I was blown away. Once again, you guys at Illustra Media have hit the ball out of the park with another documentary on intelligent design. So thank you guys for your great work.
Well, thank you. It's a terrific project to work on. Glad to be done, though. Yeah.
Well, this one looks like it was a lot of work. I want to talk about that. But first of all, what was your inspiration for making a documentary about aquatic life?
Well, initially, and we got to go back about 5 years to 2010, and I woke up one morning and decided I wanted to be David Attenborough, but present a different perspective of the origin of life on Earth. And so we really looked at the popularity of wildlife documentaries that have just been a staple of public television, certainly, and commercial television for decades. National Geographic, the BBC, Nova, you know, all of these beautifully done documentaries that people enjoy greatly, and virtually all of them are grounded in sort of a materialistic view of science. It's Darwinian evolution and interlaced throughout these stories. And I thought, you know, it's a wonderful format that people enjoy, and there are great design stories here looking at animals and wildlife. And so we decided to produce a three-part series, minimum of three, and we started in 2010 with Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, and traveled to three continents and shot butterflies and tremendous design applications, evidence for design. Then that was released 2011. In 2013, we released Flight, the Genius of Birds, which relates to avian flight and biological engineering and evidence for design. And so we had insects and we had birds, and so we figured we'd go for aquatic life, and we did Living Waters and featured animals there, humpback whales, sea turtles, Pacific salmon, and dolphins. And so that's sort of how the project grew, but it was always a multiple part series, and this was one of the parts.
Well, I can say that of the three videos, I thought Flight and Metamorphosis were fabulous as well. This one is my personal favorite because I grew up in Southern California as a boater, spent quite a bit of time on the ocean water, and I know that you guys spent a lot of time on the water trying to get footage of sea life. Tell us a little bit about how you got some of this spectacular footage of whales breaching. Did you guys take that footage yourselves, and how did you get all this great footage of marine life?
Well, we had, again, a lot of moving parts in a film like this, and we ultimately had a photographic team of about 10 different cinematographers who were working all over the world. We shot a lot of the material in the dolphin sequence and the humpback whale sequence, primarily from Whale Watch and dolphin and whale watch boats off both the coast of Dana Point in Southern California and then Monterey Bay up in the Central California coast. We were really blessed because we have a close friend and a big supporter of our organization who owns a whale watching boat in Dana Point. His name's Dave Anderson, Captain Dave's Dolphins and Whale Watching Safaris, and it's really one of the most successful whale watching companies in the world, and Dave has three boats and he's also a filmmaker himself. And so we spent countless hours at Dana Point on his boat, strapped to the front with our cameras over the front and chasing dolphins. There are more dolphins off the coast of Southern California than there are anywhere in the world, and it's unbelievable. And so it was a great place to shoot dolphins, and then we photographed the humpback whales. A lot of the material up in Monterey Bay, and for the last 2 years there's been really an explosion of humpback population in Monterey Bay. They used to just pass through on their way to Baja California and the like. And now, though, the anchovy population got so big, for some reason nobody's quite sure of the last 2 years, that there's plenty of food and the whales are coming in bigger numbers, and instead of passing through, they're staying there, especially in the winter, and to feed. And so we made several trips up there and photographed in the Bay Area. So then we had other photographers working with us in Micronesia and in Bermuda. Did a lot of the underwater material. They were professional divers and underwater photographers. And then we had another photographer that we worked with in Honduras filming sea turtles, and another photographer that worked with us up in Canada and the Pacific Northwest shooting salmon. So we were all over the place with a lot of different guys, and it's what you have to do to make a film like this. But other than getting seasick several times, it was a tremendous experience.
Wow, I had no idea that Southern California has a larger dolphin population than anywhere else in the world. As I said, I grew up in Southern California and taking many trips out to Catalina Island where we've seen dolphins, sharks, rays, seals, sea lions, flying fish, and even the occasional whale. I'm sure you know all about that. And I've totally seen schools of dolphins surfing the wakes of boats. You guys have some footage of that in the film. And so I wanted to ask you, you being based in Southern California, I was wondering if you have any personal experiences with marine life that got you interested in this subject.
Well, I had actually, about 20 years ago, we documented the migration of the gray whale from the Arctic Circle down to the Baja California coast. So one winter, I worked on that quite a lot and ended up down in a place called Scammon's Lagoon in the Baja where the gray whales come to give birth, and we were out on these little pongas and the whales would come right up to the boat and start lifting them out of the water and you could pet them and everything else. It was quite a deal, and it was just a very interesting experience, and I thought someday I'd really like to revisit this whole subject matter again, and that someday turned out to be about 20 years later. We had better equipment, and we expanded the project greatly. Instead of gray whales, we decided to go after humpback whales this time, and it kind of had its genesis there in the mid-1990s, and we took it from there quite two decades later.
Well, I don't want to spoil what's in the documentary. I think that ID the Future listeners are definitely going to want to pick up a copy of this. It has some wonderful animations of things like dolphin and whale sonar, but here's a question, speaking of whales. You guys have fabulous animations that our listeners are going to need to see about nothing other than the whale's male reproductive system. It's really complex in ways that you would never expect. So here's my question. When you started making these documentaries a number of years ago, did you ever think that you would be animating the temperature regulation system of the whale testicle?
No. I didn't. But I'm always surprised when we make these films. But that was something I would never have anticipated, but the work Richard Sternberg of Biologic and Discovery Institute has done some really great work on the unlikelihood of whale evolution through a Darwinian mechanism, and this whole process of the whale reproductive system was a big part of that story and that research, and I've been familiar with that for a couple of years. And then it was interesting because dolphins also have a similar problem to solve in terms of reproduction, and Dave Anderson, who we were working with, had done research on that in relation to the dolphin. It's the same story, and I thought, wow, I'm not the only one that's kind of digging around here and pursuing this story. But no, I didn't anticipate it. I wouldn't have anticipated it 5 years ago. 2 years ago, when I first read about it, I thought, this is a really killer argument for design. This is devastating to evolution, and I won't go into a lot of details other than to say it was one of the most powerful bits of evidence for design and the weakness of Darwinian evolution that I'd ever heard. And so we worked with Rick Sternberg and interviewed him for the film, and he helped us with images for the animation, and we developed this animation, and I think it's safe to say we're probably the only guys in the world that have ever animated a whale reproductive system.
You won't find that on National Geographic.
Well, maybe not. It's cutting edge, but it as goofy as it sounds, unbelievable evidence for design.
Yeah, who would have thought that the whale male testes would be a powerful argument for intelligent design?
Well, when you think of it, though, I mean, evolution demands reproduction, right? I mean, you got to have reproduction for evolution, Darwinian evolution to work, and lots of reproduction, effective reproduction for this project to work. And if you can't explain it in terms of this conversion from a land mammal to an aquatic mammal, you're in real trouble, and that's why this argument is so powerful.
Yeah, you guys have some really compelling arguments on that in the film. We're going to have Paul Nelson on the podcast in the near future to also talk about this, and I know he makes the point that it's not the similarities between whales and other mammals that make an argument for evolution, it's the differences between whales and other organisms that really make an argument that challenges evolution, much more so than any similarities make an argument for evolution. I think that's a really great point that Paul makes.
He does, and he'll get into the details of this more when you talk to him. But there are way more differences than there are similarities, let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Well, I really want to recommend to our listeners to pick up a copy of Living Waters, Intelligent Design and the Oceans of the Earth. So maybe this is not a question that you're allowed to answer, Ladd, but what's next on the agenda for Illustra Media?
Well, we're looking at a number of things, and it's probably a little early to commit. We might look at another installment of this series, the Design of Life series. There are a lot of things going on with, obviously, it's been 12 years since we released Unlocking the Mystery of Life, and there's a lot that's gone on in molecular biology that's fascinating. There's a lot that's gone on in cosmology that's fascinating. And so, you know, it'll be somewhere in those areas. First, we need to raise a lot of money and to produce another film of this magnitude. But we're looking at multiple projects here now, and we're going to try to pin it down between now and the end of the year.
Great to hear you guys are still working on things. We can't wait to hear what you have going next. Here's my last question. This is just sort of a fun one. If you could pick a sea animal to be, what sea animal would you pick?
You know, the obvious is whales, because you're the biggest animals on Earth and you can crush everything else. But after this experience, dolphins look pretty good to me. I mean, the sonar involved, the navigation system is unparalleled, and the speed at which they can swim and the sheer joy they seem to have doing what they're doing. If animals can experience sheer joy, then they're on the top of the list. So, I think I'd lean toward that.
I actually would say the exact same thing. I think dolphins have a lot of fun. And having watched dolphins play in the wake of a boat many times in my life, and they just look like they're having fun. If they're not having fun, then I'm crazy, because they look like they're having fun.
That's right.
Thank you, Ladd, for the great work that you guys have done at Illustra Media. Again, ID the Future listeners, you guys have got to check out this new film. It's titled Living Waters, Intelligent Design and the Oceans of the Earth. You can get it from IllustraMedia.com. Also available on Amazon.com. We're going to be talking about this more on ID the Future and also on evolutionnews.org. So definitely check out the new fabulous intelligent design video from Illustra Media, Living Waters. Ladd, thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Thank you, Casey. Enjoyed it a great deal.
Well, I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future, And I can guarantee you that Living Waters is unlike any intelligent design documentary that you have ever seen. The animations, the organisms that it covers, and also the potency of the arguments for intelligent design and against Darwinian evolution. Again, it comes out on July 14th. Be sure to check it out on IllustraMedia.com. Stay tuned for more on Living Waters, Intelligent Design, and the Oceans of the Earth. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.